Journalists finally released after humiliating 13-day hazing in Gaza. 27th of August, 2006, this is Reverend Zim for News. Gaza City. Two UNnews reporters were released today from a hotel in Gaza after a 13-day capture by armed Wikipedians, which concluded in extreme acts of ritualistic hazing, according to one journalist. The reporters, 36-year-old Olaf Wieg and 60-year-old Steve Santani, were dropped off nearly 2 weeks ago at a Holiday Inn by UNcyclopedian security officials. After greeting two Palestinian journalists, the two hurried upstairs to try on Santani's new blouse when they were suddenly seized by three militants possibly working for Wikipedia at the time. Then the hazing began. According to the journalists, they were transported to a local high school football field where they were immediately stripped to their undies and taunted by cheerleader and jock alike. Afterwards, the two journalists were forced to spank one another repeatedly until one of them submitted. Detailed pictures can be found on the WikiNews main page. Wieg suffered extensive red bottom throughout the entire process and had to be rushed to the hospital shortly thereafter for treatment. Perhaps most disturbingly, the journalists were held at gunpoint by Wikipedians and forced to make several statements on camera, including that they had converted to Wikipedia and that Santani was a gay, necrophilic emo-Nazi who ate babies. The two reporters were greatly traumatized by the events of those 13 days. It is yet unknown exactly who the Wikipedians were, though they have been linked to notorious Wikiqaeda. If this is so, this would not be the kidnappers' first conflict with UNcyclopedian reporters, as a similar incident occurred 10 years ago in an UNcyclopedian embassy, although at that time Wikiqaeda was thought to be working with Encyclopedia Dramatica. After the incident, Santani had only one thing to say, quote, "It was so humiliating. They covered my friend in lard and made me spank his left cheek with a pizza paddle. I prayed for it to end, but it wouldn't. And then came the cattle prods," unquote. This has been Reverend Zimulator for UNnews. Thank you for suffering.